Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and again greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. John 6:35. We're continuing in our study concerning wisdom, which is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, or a gift, rather, of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. That is, the special work of the Holy Spirit is revealed through the various gifts that God gives to individual believers. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Now, we saw last time in Psalm 111:10 that the fear of the Lord, the reverential respect for God, is the beginning of wisdom. And in the book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. There we read in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, this reverential respect for Almighty God. And we find over in the book of James, in the New Testament, if you'll go to the book of James, right in front of the, it's right after the book of Hebrews, and in front of the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, there's some little short books. One of them is the book of James. James chapter 1 and verse 5 states, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind, and tossed back and forth. And so by faith, if you lack wisdom, wisdom regarding God's will for your life, wisdom for direction and guidance in your life, wisdom for what God would have you to do for with your life. If you lack wisdom, go to the Lord in faith and believe that He will give you the wisdom you need with which to make the choice and the decision. Now, beloved, there are two kinds of wisdom. We've been speaking about the wisdom of God. Fearing the Lord is the beginning of godly wisdom. But there is an earthly wisdom. If you're in the book of James, go to the next page there, to chapter 3, and notice beginning with verse 13. James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation. The word conversation is an old English word that means manner of living, his work with meekness of wisdom. That is, with humility and with wise knowledge, wise instruction, wise direction, speaking wisely, because he reverences Almighty God and has knowledge given to him by the Spirit of God. Verse 14, but if ye have bitter envyings and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. This kind of wisdom is not from God. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. It sounds a little like the United States of America today, I'm sorry to say. There was a time when the United States reverenced and feared and honored Almighty God. But our nation has turned radically away from God and is walking in earthly, worldly wisdom. And there's much confusion, there's much envying, there's much strife, and there's much turmoil in our nation today. Verse 16, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Notice that, beloved, every evil work. And sin is certainly abounding in the United States of America today, I'm sorry to say. But verse 17, the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. This is godly wisdom, beloved, and this is the fruits that are produced by one who has godly wisdom. There is purity in their life. They are a peaceable, gentle individual. It's easy to entreat them, that is, to talk to them, and even to point out things to them that they may not be aware of. Full of mercy, they're merciful, and they have good fruits. Without partiality, they do not show partiality. They're not prejudiced, and without hypocrisy. They don't put on a false front. They are what they are wherever you see them. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. They make peace, those who have heavenly, godly wisdom, the wisdom which is from above. So we see, beloved, there are two kinds of wisdom. The Holy Spirit gives heavenly wisdom, the wisdom that is from above, the wisdom that brings glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are many blessings that come from wisdom. And I'd like for you to turn in your Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Now, those of you who do not have a complete Bible, if you will take our Bible course, we have 4 Bible courses. Each one of the Bible courses have a number of lessons in them. If you will take our free Bible course and complete the first 4 courses, we will mail you a free Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible. And there are some churches that are doing this. They're having the members of the church to take the Bible course. And they're working on it. And some of them have completed the 3rd Bible course and soon will be finishing the 4th Bible course. And they will be sent a free Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible. And so, beloved, this is a way that you can get a Bible so you can follow along with us in our Bible study. Now, in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 33, he gives us some of the blessings of wisdom. Here in Proverbs 1:33, but whoso hearkeneth unto me. Now, this is wisdom that is speaking, if you'll read the context. Verse 20. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. And so this is wisdom speaking. And in verse 33, wisdom says, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Oh, beloved, how good it is to not have to worry, to not have to be anxious, to not have to be stressed out in difficult times, but to have the peace of God ruling in your heart, to be free from fear of evil, to be quiet, to know that God's in control, and to know that He's almighty and all-powerful. So one of the benefits of wisdom is dwelling securely. And God says, if you lack wisdom, James 1:5, if you'll go to Him in prayer, He'll give you this blessing, this spiritual gift of wisdom. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, did you know that Jesus Christ is the source of wisdom? Let me take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I want to show you verse 30 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is speaking concerning verse 27 says, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty and base things and so forth. And then in verse 30, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus. It's through the work of the Spirit of God, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior, God places us into Christ. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Oh, beloved, these are blessings that are given to us, spiritual gifts by the Holy Spirit of God. All of these things are given to the individual who puts his faith and trust in Christ and accepts Him as Savior. And special wisdom is a gift by the Holy Spirit. But wisdom is given to every child of God. And so that's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, if you want to jot that down. And you can dwell securely in the midst of fearful and awful circumstances. You can have perfect peace and know that God's in control. And so you can dwell in confident trust. You can dwell in confident trust, but whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet. Confident trust in the Lord, and calm, as he says, quiet from fear of evil, without fear. Oh, beloved, what a wonderful thing to have godly wisdom. Until next time, goodbye.